You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. As a voter, you may never have used an absentee ballot, which is a legitimate and secure way of voting for millions. Today, we're covering the basics of voting by absentee. If you're sick, can't get off work, out of town, or disabled, most states allow for you to use one. You must first apply, so that means contacting your city or county elections office or website for details. You'll be given an application, your voter registration checked, and asked to provide an ID. In most cases, this can be done through the mail, provided you can send a copy of your ID. 15 states use a no-excuse absentee system. It requires that you apply each time and provide identification or verification, but no specific reason needs to be given. Ballots are mailed to you, then mailed back, dropped off in person, or depending on state rules, returned by family members or someone you designate. For absentee ballots, there is typically an outer envelope and an inner envelope. After completing your ballot, the inner envelope that contains the ballot usually has a sworn affidavit, signature line, and date. Make sure to put a return address on the outer envelope and provide postage if it's not prepaid. The lack of any one of these can invalidate your ballot, so follow the directions. In most states, there's still time to get an absentee ballot if you need it, but do it now. We have a link to Rock the Votes tool to find absentee voting rules in each state at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.